Police and law and order groups spent money aggressively to vote out several New York Democrats. Their efforts mostly failed. As WSHU's Charles Lane reports, this has embittered state Democrats and emboldened reform groups.
In politically moderate areas outside of New York City this summer, police were angry.
Outrage! It's an outrage!
At one rally in Smithtown, Long Island, Vice President of the Suffolk County Police Benevolent Association, Louis Civello, paced back and forth with a microphone.
The cowards, the elected cowards that we have in the New York State Senate, the cowards.
All of New York's police unions were motivated this year. They pooled their money and targeted more than $1 million to attack several vulnerable state senators. The ads criticized a bill that eliminated cash bail for low-level offenders. They were also angry at a series of laws passed after the murder of George Floyd that banned chokeholds and repealed what's called 50A, which technically allows police misconduct records to be unsealed.
New York's crime wave is no accident. State Senator Kevin Thomas voted for it.
This message was amplified by a separate group, Safe Together New York, which spent nearly $5 million to target the same Democrats, one of whom is Kevin Thomas from Nassau County.
I'm seeing the slime that they're slinging on you, and it's just disgusting, and I find it racist.
Thomas won his reelection, as did Jim Gorin and Andrew Gonardis, Democrats who took criticism from the police and Safer Together New York. This has Democrats feeling emboldened about future legislation.
And I have no regrets in voting for the repeal of 50A, and there's going to be more coming, given everything that's been happening with the police and with the community out there.
Thomas and other Democrats say the PBAs in New York burned their bridges in Albany. The PBAs, however, say those bridges were already burned by the progressive anti-police agenda. Suffolk, Nassau, and New York City's PBAs all declined interviews. The city PBA did offer a statement that called their campaign a success because their goal was to send a message. That message was received by some voters. State Senator Monica Martinez lost her race, and several Democrats lost congressional bids thanks to the PBAs. Russ Schrieffer is a political consultant for Andrew Garbarino on Long Island's 2nd Congressional District.
By the PBA coming out early and very vocally and very visibly in support of Andrew's candidacy, it really helped us frame the race.
Police reform groups, however, aren't focused on federal or even state reforms.
We're not looking to reform anymore. We're looking to defund.
Kendra Cornejo is an organizer with Make the Road New York. Their focus is on local police departments, which might be a tough sell in moderate places like Long Island. Nassau County's legislature has largely been supportive of police unions. Rob Calarco is a Democrat and presiding officer of the Suffolk County Legislature.
I think that most of my colleagues in the legislature have always been supporters of the police department. And for that matter, we've always, for the most part, enjoyed the support of law enforcement unions.
Calarco says that hasn't stopped him from making reforms that he says the PBA doesn't like. But, he says, any changes will be done in dialogue with the PBA. Charles Lane, WSHU News.